This is St. Louis Public Radio. There will be at least five new faces when the St. Louis Board of Aldermen returns in April, the largest freshman class since 1991. And depending on the results of the March primaries, there could be more. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman explores how that much turnover could change the way the board works and the policies it passes.
The combination of a large crowd and an unseasonably warm February made the event space above the Pat Connolly Tavern in Dogtown a bit stuffy. That's where the St. Louis Young Democrats gathered to hear from the candidates for mayor. Many of the voters in attendance weren't immediately aware of this election's implications for the Board of Aldermen, but they're excited once they found out. Ted Cosgrove, who lives in Lindenwood Park in far southwest St. Louis, wants a board where members really consider every bill that's before them.
It seems to me like they say yes to everything. Like, as soon as it comes up, they just give it to them. Everybody votes yes. I want you to automatically vote no, but I'd like you to take a look at it before voting yes.
And Eric Toso, a recent transplant from North Carolina to the Central Corridor's 17th Ward, says an influx of younger politicians will help St. Louis catch up with the times.
I think it really hurts our country, our communities, when we're not having fresh ideas injected into politics.
In the 17th Ward, those fresh ideas take the shape of candidate Joseph DeKemper, a nurse at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
St. Louis has these long-standing older persons, including in this ward, been doing it for 28 years, and they sort of have their own little fiefdoms, and they think about things only in terms of their ward. And I think that all of us recognize now that's a problem.
That's exactly what another political newcomer, Gloria Muhammad, wants to see change as well. She's running for the open third ward seat in Northeast St. Louis, where there hasn't been a new alderman since 1989.
I think we'll see a change in just how things are looked at from the entire scope of the city and not this ward by ward. I think the change is going to be uniting all of the wards together.
Longtime incumbents don't seem concerned about the prospect of a huge freshman class.
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you.
That's Joe Rohde, the man DeKemper is challenging in the 17th.
You know, the age-old argument, experience versus energy, and so I'm sure we'll have a lot more energy down there and probably a little bit less experience, but I'm sure we'll get through it one way or another.
If DeKemper, Muhammad, and others running as progressive Democrats win, the laws coming out of the board could look much different. They join a small but vocal group that's already moved the needle on some issues, like the proposed Major League Soccer stadium. But moving from the minority to the majority is more complicated than it looks, says former alderman and board president Jim Shrewsbury. Basically, with great power comes great responsibility.
Many of the so-called wild ones, as you want to call them, even when they have more members, they will be tempered because then they will have the ability to influence some policies, and then their actions will have serious consequences.
In Shrewsbury's opinion, any change to the current board is good.
Rules are not followed, procedures are ignored, plus there are some good members of the board who will rise in seniority because of these changes.
Those who have a stake in legislation passed by the Board of Aldermen are mostly staying out of the politics of it all. Leonard Tengis, the president of the Associated General Contractors of Missouri, says his group is just there to offer advice.
They've got constituents to answer to, and I understand that. All we want to do is make sure that they make the best decisions for their constituents based on the best information they can have.
He says that role is even more important considering there will be a new mayor, too, for the first time in 16 years. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.